care section.
This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into hour number three of the program. It is the live Saturday edition, even still live on this Labor Day weekend when most talk show hosts don't want to be anywhere near their studio. We're here taking calls from you about whatever you want at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, at freetalklive.com. Right back to your phone calls. Let's start things out with Dave in Montana listening to KGEZ. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Howdy. Hey, thanks for your free, being there on the Labor Day.
Well, absolutely. We love doing this show, and we love the idea of people listening live. So here we are, and here you are. What's on your mind tonight, dude?
I got a few little things I'll hit. New Orleans is just a bureaucracy moneymaker, man. That's all. They get a lot of federal money. Louisiana is one of the most corrupt states there is. Louisiana, New Orleans makes a lot of money for Louisiana, so it ain't going nowhere. Mm. And then you were talking about the presidents, you know, and the assassinations and the election and everything. Them assassinations proves that it don't matter who the president is. If they don't like you, you're out of there. And if you don't go along with the program, you know, so it doesn't really matter.
Do you think there's any truth that, you know, to the idea that if somebody like a Ron Paul were actually elected, that the elites would pull him into a smoky, dark room and they'd tell him?
Or they'd get some trash on him. There's something. They ain't going to let it happen, man.
They'd pull him into a dark room and say, look, Ron, we're going to kill your daughters.
Just as corrupt as New Orleans and Louisiana is, just imagine what the feds are. But anyway. Mm.
Dave? Dave's gone. Dave?
Hello.
There
he is.
All right. Anyway, you were saying, go ahead.
Okay. The assassinations proves that it don't really matter, but they say that the president appoints judicial people, you know, in the Supreme Court. That's why it matters. And that don't even matter because we all know justice is for just for those who could afford it. Because you could do, look at what...
I think that O.J. Simpson proved that.
Yeah, right.
And we also know the Supreme Court, time to time again, backs up the government. The Supreme Court backs up the police state. And in many cases, it's, you know, there's no partisanship there.
And then you only get your justice as much as you could spend. See, they'll outspend you because they got taxpayer money and everything. But anyway...
Even if you can make it to the Supreme Court, you know, there's still no guarantee.
I want to touch on something you guys were talking about last night, man. I dug the passion that you, Mark, and Julia had when you were talking about, and Mark was like, if it's your kid, that's got to go, you know, and all you're talking about freedom and, you know,
we're talking about
where do you
draw
the line to where you submit to the government. And then there was a guy like during the revolution, there was only about not even 13% or something like that, not even of people that thought like you kind of, and then there was other people that says, well, you know, I'm not going to cross this line and I'll just keep going. And then there come guys like Patrick Henry, you know, and it takes, when we're to the point where we're not even like me, I don't want to commit murder, you know, to gain freedom, but then what? You're a murderer just like them and everything.
Then, exactly. You lower yourself
then,
to their level.
So you got to lay your life down. And like Patrick Henry, you know, there wasn't just one Patrick Henry. There was thousands of people that were standing up to the British, and they were going, wow, they killed Dave last week just because he yelled at this sergeant guy, you know. And Mary got killed for she did this and that, you know. And that rose the ire of the people, you know.
So they became martyrs.
And then it crosses over to why Jesus was so cool, man, and what he was all about. And they took some of the Christians took what he did and turned it into control, but he was for freedom. And you know what? When you attack their money system, that's when they get really pissed off. Because he walked in there and he blew their whole money gig, man. He says, you can't be charging the poor
people. They were pissed at the Liberty Dollar.
You're charging the poor people twice for these doves and everything. And you're selling them sick doves that when they get to the priest says, no, you got to go get another dove. He goes, there was he once he attacked the money system, that's when they got rid of him.
Yo, look what's
and
going
we
on
got
today,
to
Dave.
Attack the money system, man.
I agree
the only
with you,
way
but it's
that
not easy.
Is,
do you know what happened with the Liberty Dollar, right?
And people won't do it because my kids got to do this.
Sure, they don't want to put it on the line. They don't want to take a risk, and
but,
I understand.
But we can't blame them. We can't blame them. What we could do is help them, and what that is, we can't be fighting one another with this Republican and liberal and conservative and Christian and Muslim and black and white and everything. And
until
illegal.
People get that, I hope they listen to you.
They're throwing it all at us, man, so that they could impose their bullshit.
Well, they want to distract you. And Dave, thanks for the call as always. That's what all of that is. The Republicans and the Democrats and the conventions and the silly little issues, the political issues that come up, all are distractions away from the real issue. There really are two sides. But it's not the two sides you think about normally. It's not the two sides the media wants you to believe. The two sides are voluntarism versus the advocates of the coercion. The advocates of voluntary
interaction. The people with power versus, the rest of us.
Yeah, the people that don't want it, that don't want power over others. And it's not Democrats versus Republican. That's just a misdirection, something for you to pour your energy and time into that when it's all said and done isn't going to make one hill of beans of difference as far as what happens in your life, as far as the government controlling you and telling you what to do and how you should live your life. And I understand where Dave's coming from, and I understand where people like you are coming from.
Well, Mark, you're saying there – hold on. Before you go on, because people are questioning what you're saying. Whoa, if we get the Democrats in charge, then they'll grow the social programs out of range and all that other stuff. Well, the fact is it's always been – back and forth between the Republicans and the Democrats. You know, the ones grow the military, the other grows the social programs, and the government grows bigger and bigger every year. Even when you look at Ronald Reagan, the government grew 60-something percent under Ronald Reagan. He's the one that has all the great small government quotes.
Talked a great game,
good
actor.
Did
his job.
I'm not saying anything bad against him.
I will. He grew the government 69%.
I guess that's it. I'm not saying I hate Ronald Reagan. I'm simply saying that, even when they talk about smaller government, what we get is bigger government.
Right. So don't be distracted. The real issue is voluntary interaction and whether or not people support that. And the more we can talk about those things, the better, because the more we can put those ideas into people's head, the more likely we're going to have those Patrick Henrys, or we're going to have those people that are willing to non-cooperate, because there are people that have different things that are on the line and that they're too afraid to lose. So they're only willing to take so many steps. And that's fine as long as they're willing to take a few steps here and there, and if they can find areas where they're feeling safe to take a few steps and maybe non-cooperate, or maybe not pay that tax, or maybe not follow that rule, or maybe not submit their homeschool curriculum to the state, or whatever it is that they can do to not go along with the program anymore, it'll all add up and their legitimacy will be destroyed. I'm not saying you have to go all the way and become a super non-cooperative activist. Not everybody needs to be Gandhi, and not everybody was, but we do need more people like that, I think, in order to affect real significant change, because begging ain't going to make it happen.
Right, and if you don't think so, remember, it was Rosa Parks and her not sitting on the park bench that had a great deal to do with...
was it a park bench? I thought it was a bus.
I'm sorry, bus bench.
But Rosa Parks didn't jump right into that either. It's portrayed as though she just one day decided to not sit in the back of the bus, but there was a long path, a long road that led her to that point. So when we talk, when I talk about non-cooperation, it's not to encourage you to jump tomorrow to run in front of the police department and rip out a bong and smoke it all by yourself. No, that would be silly. You'd just end up in jail cell and no one would care. There has to be something to get you and others to that same point together, where you can join together to do something like that. And somebody had emailed me about Rosa Parks, and I don't have it in front of me right now, but it talked about her process of how, her husband got her to go to a meeting, and, that led to another thing, and that led to another conclusion.
Yeah, a lot of people will tell you her feet were tired, and she just didn't feel like getting up, and so she's sort of this happenstance, not so.
All right, let's continue. Leanne, ladies first, listening to WSC-FM. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Leanne.
Hey.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Okay, now, I called, and I remember like 10 or 15 years ago when everybody was, complaining about paying taxes and so forth. And I think when you go and get a job, of course, you fill out that W-2 form. How many dependents? What are you doing, as far as your taxes go? And if you have that government pie on there, and you can go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, this is where I want my tax dollars to go, I think, I like that.
How about I don't want it to go to the government in the first place? Can I choose that option?
No, we have a government.
Well, hang on. Okay. I'm going to bring
you
back.
Superior.
We'll talk a little bit more about this. If you would hang on, I'd love to talk to you more. 800-259-9231. Hopefully more with Leanne and your calls as well about anything. This is the Live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
Hey girl, looking for a chemical-free hair relaxer that won't dry or damage your hair? Well, listen up. Now there's one called Curl Away. It's chemical-free and loosens and softens your curl, even lets it go silky straight gradually and without breakage. Apply right over your perm or kid's hair. It's that safe. I'm really impressed with Curl Away Curl Relaxer. At first, I was very skeptical and researched it just to make sure it was really safe and different. Let me tell you, I love it, love it, love it. I told both my sisters and niece about Curl Away, and now they're going to try it. With Curl Away, the results are gradual, and at this rate, my hair is looking so healthy and fabulous, I will not go back to a conventional relaxer. I just apply Curl Away like a relaxer and leave it on for up to 9 hours. And sometimes after washing, I use a loom for extra shine and gloss. I'm really happy with Curl Away. It's a gentle, gradual relaxer and won't create a miracle overnight, but over time, the miracle will happen. So go get your Curl Away right now, girl. It's at select Walgreens or visit curlaway.com for more information and the Walgreens nearest you.
Drinkin' Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show. That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drinkin' Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GWR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits and hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
A pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip.
The logical companion of GWR5, GWR6.
You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game. And if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free. And they include the forum, the bulletin board system, as we like to call it. Over 375,000 posts await you. Lots to talk about. Serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all free at bbs.freetalklive.com. Travel less and meet online. Try WebEx free. Go to webex.com. Enter the promo code 600 to start your free trial of WebEx. That's WebEx, WebEx.com. And again, use that promo code 600 to start your free trial of WebEx today. As we continue with your calls about whatever you want, Leanne, still on the line, listening to WSC. Now, Leanne, you're talking about an idea you had where people would be able to simply check boxes.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Just recapping real quick for people just tuning in. You suggested that people be able to, like, check off the areas of government spending that they want their taxes to go toward. And I appreciate the idea. And as Mark said, it does sound like a step in a, you know, kind of the right direction. But at the same time, I would prefer to just not send my money to the federal government in the first place. And you're saying that shouldn't be an option.
Well, no. If you don't want to do it, do something where you don't need the federal government, whether it's the ER thing, you know, going and getting health insurance or health care or food or, you know, a road without potholes. If you want to live somewhere in a rural area where you just take care of yourself, maybe like the Amish do, I don't know.
Well, the federal government, I don't live in a rural area. I mean, I can go 2 minutes and get into the rural area.
And the Amish pay taxes.
But the federal government doesn't do anything for me where I am. It's the local and state governments that take care of the roads around here. Not that they do a great job of it or anything like that, but at least that's not the Fed's business. And there is no real federal government service that I'm interested in using or that I use. So at that point, you're saying it's A-OK for me to opt out and withdraw from that system, right?
Yeah, if you're
cool.
Absolutely. If you can totally sustain yourself, if you're self-sustainable, you have a windmill or you have a solar panels or whatever.
I'm hooked up to the power company, but I pay for that. You don't have to be self-sustainable. I've got a grocery store and a power company that I can go to, and you know they'll give me the power and the groceries that I need. So I don't need to have
that's voluntary. The government doesn't do that.
I don't need to be off the grid in order to opt out from the federal government system. Does that make sense?
You're still getting taxed. Anything you do is you're getting taxed.
Oh, I understand you're saying I might pay a slight federal tax on like my cell phone bill or something like that.
Let's not give them anything. Let's go with your side. Let's not give them anything.
That'd be nice, but I can't convince the cell phone company to not collect the tax. So on those issues, or if I'm filling up gasoline, that's fine. They're obviously getting a piece of that. But as far as income tax or Social Security tax or something like that, those I can safely get away from, right?
Absolutely.
Great. I'm with you. I think that's fantastic.
Here's another thing.
Yes.
Whoever is going to be president, why does a president get a salary when there's not a single solitary grain of air or anything else that he pays for that whole 4 years? Why doesn't he just get minimum wage?
That's a great question.
Does he not have food? Does he need gas for the car?
No, he doesn't.
Well, wait a minute. What about that plane they fly around?
He's got his own helicopter and a plane and
they have no expenses.
Yeah.
Yeah, his whole family doesn't have expenses.
Yeah,
exactly.
Not to mention all the deals.
Let's give them minimum wage. They will have a stockpile of money after 4 years because they don't have to pay for anything.
I think it's a fantastic idea, and I thank you for the call, Leanne. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. Good. That's a great idea.
Well, the money that presidents cost us is certainly not in their wages. You know, it's what they spend and their executive orders and all that other stuff.
Not that it'll ever happen either. Neither of those ideas will ever come to fruition.
I want to continue paying them the money and then, you know, get them the hell out of my life.
Why do you want to keep paying them the money?
Well, I
would rather keep that.
If I had to make a choice between the two, is what I'm saying.
Like pay the money but no regulation, you mean?
Yeah, well, you know, just stay out of my life, man.
But the stealing the money is kind of getting into your life. It's
not that much money.
$300,000 government?
The $300,000 the president gets paid?
Oh, I thought you were talking about your money. Taxes. I'm confused now.
Yeah.
Go on to the next caller.
It doesn't matter.
God. Let's continue here and talk to Dan in Montana, listening to KGEZ. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dan.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Say, I was just, just a point. I watched the Democratic National Convention last week. And it seems like Democrats seem to think that if you have more cops on the street, somehow that's going to reduce crime.
I think politicians across the board believe that to be true.
Yeah, but that's never been proven. I mean, I don't know.
Nope.
I disagree with that.
I agree. I think if you have more guns in the hands of individuals, the people of America, that's what reduces crime.
Right. And there was a town in Utah, I believe, I can't think of the name of it right now, they had a law that was passed that homeowners had to have a handgun.
I don't know if that was Utah, but
it
I know for
like
a fact
that.
Kennesaw, Georgia
did that.
Yeah,
sounds like Kennesaw, Georgia.
I think it's an awful idea. I understand the impetus. I understand the reasoning. But I think it's just as awful of an idea as forcing people to not have guns.
Force is the issue.
If people don't want guns, they shouldn't be forced to have guns. The people that want guns should be allowed to have them.
But, you know, I'd like to take the other side of this. My wife was, you know, sort of against guns. And, you know, she was talking against them one night. And I'm like, well, why don't we, if we want a gun-free house, which we don't have a gun-free house, if you want a gun-free house, let's go put a sign out front that says gun-free house. Well, this is a gun-free zone. She didn't want to do that.
Funny thing. Any other thoughts for us tonight?
Not right now.
Thanks for the call, dude.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Let's talk to Bill in Indianapolis listening to WXNT. Hello, Bill.
Hello.
Hey, Bill. You're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I got one quick question for you and then something else if I could get in
real quick
after this. The other caller just brought something up that made me think about.
Certainly.
How do you go about? Do you have a website or anything that I could get a hold of to find a doctor that works on a cash-only basis?
I don't know of any such thing. I only know they exist because I've heard about them. There's apparently one here in Keene. I don't know who he is, but I can find out if I really want to or when it's time to find that sort of thing out. So
well,
no, I have no idea. It's a great question.
If you ever do find out, just say it over the air, and I listen every Saturday night. And
sort of national index of doctors that don't take insurance and don't take the government welfare programs. I think that I mean, if somebody hasn't done that yet, that's a great idea. Somebody should take that ball and run
with
it.
A lot of the doctors I'm faced with here, they're just the opposite. They take insurance only, and that's a terrible thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the other thing was the police, when they keep saying we need more cops on the street, they keep saying more cops on the street. I wish they would get out of their patrol cars and start walking the beat like they used to do.
Might lose some weight.
Well, that's just mean.
Look at some of the cops, Mark.
That's not what they want. That's not what their superiors tell them to do. Some cops are fat, sure. Some people are fat. Hairy deal. Their superiors tell them to stay in their cars and give tickets to people. That's not what they're supposed to do.
But, hey, Mark, let's face facts, okay, real quick here about the weight issue. When the cops become cops, when they're young, there is a physical standard they have to meet in order to become cops, and it's a relatively strenuous standard. However, as Sam from the Obscure Truth Network showed in one of his recent documentaries at obscuretruth.com, he got them to admit on camera that there is no retesting. Once you're in, you are in as a cop, and it's completely voluntary as to whether or not you actually want to go ahead and test yourself as far as your physical acuity and strength.
Different departments have different rules. And, you know, it's not fair.
You find me one department with a mandatory test to make sure that the cops are staying fit.
Police officers of the world, please
send me
that information. It's Mark with a K at freetalklive.com.
800. Thanks for the call, Bill. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And more on the way, including your calls about whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Cop here.
Alabama state code makes it illegal to drive barefoot. In Downey, California, it's illegal to wash your car in the street. In Minnesota, you can be fined for displaying that your vehicle is for sale. These laws are obviously not made to protect us, but instead to help states profit. The use of red light cameras is another great example. They intrude on your privacy, are unconstitutional, and cost you valuable time and money. SprayYourPlate.com is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against red light cameras, toll cameras, and speed cameras. One application lasts a lifetime, is undetectable, and each cam covers up to 4 license plates. Simply spray it on, let it dry, and you're protected. All orders are kept strictly confidential, and for the month of August, receive free shipping and a $5 bill enclosed with every order. Call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601, or go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running, and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, seek professional assistance or contact a poison control center immediately. Why would you or your family use a product with this warning? If you're looking for a safe and natural alternative to keep your teeth healthy, clean, and sparkling, then you need Sully Smile All-Natural Tooth Powder, the first tooth powder of its kind. Sully Smile contains 84 mineral-rich Himalayan sea salt, baking soda, and xylitol, a sugar substitute with long-lasting dental benefits. Sully Smile comes in 5 flavors, made from grade-A essential oils, so I know it'll please even your kids. You'll also appreciate the convenient 2-ounce airline-safe size. Try some, and you too will have a Sully Smile. Order some today at SullySmile.com. That's SollySmile.com. Or call us toll-free, 866-497-0274. That's 866-497-0274. Mention GCN for a free gift, complete with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Live, you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. It's the live Saturday edition on this Labor Day weekend. We are in the studio taking your calls about anything. As always, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the Shrine of Female Listeners. And join the Shrine of Female Listeners if you're one of our lady listeners. It is a way for our ladies that listen to the program to prove that they're actually out there listening. And you can see what I mean by that by going to shrine.freetalklive.com. That again is shrine.freetalklive.com.
Lose weight like I am. I've lost more than 4 pounds now in 4 weeks, and I'm, you know, doing it the easy way with Dexy 20. It's a diet pill that suppresses your appetite. It also helps to assist fat loss by reducing fat cell division and the resulting fat storage. I'm not exactly sure what that means, but I know that it's working for me. It's Dexy 20, and it doesn't have that weird, you know, that it does make you freak out like the rest of the diet pills do because it doesn't have any stimulants in it. Dexy 20, get it at Walgreens and most major distributors and diet.freetalklive.com.
1-800-259-9231, continuing with your calls, and we will start by going to, I believe, Tony in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tony.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, a lot. I mean, I've been listening for a while.
Pick one. Pick one.
Well, let's see here. I do have a question about the Free State Project, but
sure.
I was particularly interested about that. The police officer that called in that said that he felt that there are some people that just need to be babysat. And I would say I have to disagree with that and change it just a little bit to, I think that there are people, there are some people that, that perhaps want to be babysitted.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if he wants to make that his job to babysit people, that's fine. I mean, isn't there things like personal responsibility? You know, like, let's say you, you know, drunk drive and hit a fence or something like that. You know, the courts can take care of that as far as, you know, civil suits and stuff like that.
Sure. They can take care of it if you hit somebody else and hurt them very badly or killed them, too.
And a lot of the things that these people need supposedly need babysitting for, they wouldn't if there was no babysitter out there telling them they were going to take care of them. If we turned people over into the free market where they all of a sudden had to be responsible for their own actions, a lot of them that need to be babysat would shape up real quick.
Rise to the occasion, because they had to.
And for the rest that still needed help with whatever, I'm sure there would be people out there willing to help them.
Well, that's really the truth.
Yes.
All right. My question about the I sent an email out to one of the mailing lists that I'm on, and it brought up a question. Two people responded. You know, I mentioned it as a possible solution, and two people answered. One of them or both of them were negative responses. Unfortunately, I'm not saying I'm judging it or anything, but the question was, they were saying, one of them blatantly said right on the email list that he'd signed up for the Free State Project, but he has no intention of moving. So,
right.
I mean, it's non-binding, I guess. I don't know.
No, I like it when people sign up. I mean, whether they move or not, it makes the numbers move up closer to where people will actually
We don't need 20,000 movers to make the Free State Project
2,000.
Work.
2,000.
The Free State Project is moving forward and working right now.
2,000 movers would kick butt.
It would really be nice if we got to that 20,000 number. So
you think that 2,000 is more of the critical mass? Because, I mean, that's sort of what's the population of New Hampshire?
1.4 million.
So, I mean, 2,000 could wreak some havoc.
2,000 people would be more activists, I think, than the Republicans and Democrats would have combined. I don't know for sure, but
and
I
it's
think
already
that's...
having its effect. If you look at the NHLA, then the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, there. Uh-huh. Well, I guess you can't say they are. There are 70 over 70 liberty loving type individuals running for different state and state house and Senate seats right now. If we can get that kind of number in there, you're a block. You're a caucus.
Did we even get to your question yet? I don't think we.
No, that was the one about the Free State Project. But I just, actually, I'm a podcast listener. And do you remember the caller that called in said his he caught his 8-year-old doing drugs?
Yes.
Mm.
Okay. I'm not caught up, so I don't know if he's called in again or not. But I just had some suggestions. Because he doesn't want to push his kid away, and that's understandable. But then there's also the aspect of the fear that maybe the government's going to come bust your door down and take the kids away.
Yeah, I think that was one of his fears. Sure.
So what I would spend my time doing is educating the kid about drugs, but I'd also spend some time educating him about the racket that's involved with it.
And explain to him
that when he goes and buys drugs, especially the ones that are coming from South America, he's contributing. I don't know if you guys have read Crossing the Rubicon, stuff like that, but I mean,
he's contributing to violence. I mean,
he's contributing to violence. It's all some of it's black ops, but I mean,
I have to say though, it's never stopped me from buying my drugs. So I thank you for the call, dude. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I don't know where the weed comes from.
Marijuana is coming from South America.
No, but a lot of it comes from Mexico, and there's some serious drug gang activity down there. I saw an article today, actually, about how apparently the drug gangs down in Mexico are dumping bodies in populated areas. And you're saying they're decapitating them, Mark? You're making motions of decapitation.
There was a story yesterday from 11 people dumped in a graveyard in Mexico and they were all decapitated. And it's it's scary.
That's the war on drugs.
You have to assume that's drug gang activity because they can't all be Highlanders.
It absolutely is drug activity, and if we would just simply re-legalize drugs, all of that violence would disappear. It would disappear almost overnight.
You don't see there's no gang wars over liquor.
Yeah, right. Michelob,
there used to be.
Whoever manufactures Michelob is not out there slicing the throats of Captain Morgan manufacturers. They're not fighting it out in the streets.
I don't think Captain Morgan just lay low like that.
All right, let's continue here. Calls are lining up. Let's go to Mike in Montana, listening to KGEZ. You're on Free Talk Live. Mike.
Hey, good evening. I want to I have a great idea about the Free State Project, but I wanted to make a comment. We've been so programmed in this police state environment that even that law enforcement officer, and you guys even laughed at that guy about the open container law. The open container law, that's a probable cause law. What's stopping a patrolman from pulling me over because I got a Bart's root beer in my hand? He thinks I got a beer, you know?
Mm.
If you're driving drunk, you're swerving around. And all the other states with the thousands of people that are dead each year because of drunk driving, and all the thousands upon tens of thousands of people arrested for drunk driving, they all have ban on open containers. And none of those people are caught really with an open container. They came out of a bar or restaurant or their home with a 6-pack or 12-pack or 24-pack in their belly.
It's right? True. Yeah, that's all true. Yeah.
You know, so an open container.
I'm not against it. I'm not against the open, you know, I guess I am against open container laws, you know, those particular laws.
If you want to sip a beer on the way home, who cares?
It's a difficult position to defend. You're doing it well. I don't want to sit here and defend it.
What else you got for us tonight?
Okay, the Free State Project, okay?
Yes,
sir. You guys are great on New Hampshire, but think about a state like Montana with its natural resources and gold, diamonds, and oil. A third to two-thirds of the largest oil field found yet in the world.
What about
now, think about the money power. I mean, Montana could be the next Saudi Arabia if it wanted to be.
I think Montana should be a free state.
We could buy our politicians all over the world.
Hey, I think that you guys should compete with us. You guys should
if you have four or five free state projects going at the same time, we can't advocate those. It just won't work. It's delusion.
We're fans of New Hampshire. I like Montana, and I like the things you're talking about, and I think you should try to attract people to Montana. We'll try to attract people here to New Hampshire, and we'll see who has the most freedom first, and either way, it'll be good for both of us, and I thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. New Hampshire's got natural resources as well, but we also have an international port. And if you look to Hong Kong, Hong Kong's basically a rock.
Yeah.
They don't have jack for natural resources there, but they are the most bustling, busiest trading city in the entire world. It's the freest, most economically free place in the entire world by different accounts. There are different indexes that index the amount of economic freedom in every country
around
the world.
And they all say Hong Kong, although Hong Kong's not
Hong Kong. They have no natural resources, and they get it done because they understand the ideas behind trade. And, well, even China didn't crack down when they could have. China did not kill the golden goose when they could have back in the late 90s when they took Hong Kong back from the British. And they've still allowed it to continue and flourish. And we should really look to Hong Kong as far as ideas, as far as getting the government the hell out of the economy and letting people choose for themselves and their businesses how to run their lives. More on the way. Moments remain. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you in the game? Your business has a website, but you could be losing a fortune and lost sales. Don't believe me? Try this test. Search for your product or service on Google, MSN, or Yahoo. If your website isn't listed in the top 10, you're not even on the field. People are searching for your product every day. Making sure they find your website before they find your competitor requires the skill of professionals like SEOP. If you've talked to so-called internet experts and you're skeptical, find out how businesses from Fortune 100s to startups drive more internet sales and higher profits thanks to SEOP. SEOP will drive customers to your website at a cost you can afford and get your website ranked in the top 10 on search engines guaranteed. Or they'll keep working until you get there at no cost.
Call SEOP now to learn more. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520.
We live in a world of vanishing privacy. The added threat of invisible radio waves sending out personal information to anyone willing to receive them makes our privacy as citizens even less secure. The RFID tags and ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker, available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com offers simple, affordable personal protection. Many countries, including the U.S., have begun to institute RFID in passports. Why take a chance? This is your personal information. Protect yourself. ProSpy.com also offers a complete selection of spy gear and security equipment, including bug detectors, camera finders, countermeasure equipment, and night vision gear. ProSpy.com is your source for high-quality spy and security equipment. Visit us online at ProSpy.com. That's ProSpy.com today.
Do you have doubts about the stability of the dollar or your own financial future? Is a dismal growth rate or rampant inflation affecting the bottom line of your retirement savings accounts? Do you worry about uncontrollable economic events which could suddenly wipe out some or all of your hard-earned savings? You can turn adversity into opportunity. Individual retirement accounts and most 401ks, 403bs, SEPs, and other retirement plans can be rolled over into self-directed accounts using gold and silver. There are definitely some do's and don'ts with this rollover process, and that's where Midas Resources comes in. Call us at 1-866-323-5665 and we can help you with this process. History has shown that metals will maintain your buying power even if other financial assets are failing. It's not a question of if you'll need precious metals in your portfolio, it's a question of when. So whether you're planning for an economic rainy day or a Category 5 hurricane, the solution is the same. Call us today at 1-866-323-5665. 1-866-323-5665.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartabite. Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartabite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartabite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything, even in these remaining moments, but if you're not on hold, you're not getting on, so I'm not giving away the phone number. We will give you our website at freetalklive.com. You can go there and enjoy all kinds of free features. We give away the entire website, unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for accessing their sites. Enjoy ours on us at freetalklive.com. And yes, Mark, we need to ask for votes again. We're going to have to send out an email or something like that, because...
We got really close with this last one. Yeah. You know, there's a lot more people listening on Saturday nights than there are normal.
Right, and there are new people listening every hour. So if you're out there in radio land and you appreciate it, because we've been begging all week and basically all month, begging for votes. Of course, normally it's during the week, and our listenership's not quite as high during the week. So all of you wonderful Saturday radio listeners here on this Labor Day weekend, we are live, and we've only got another day and a half here till the end of the month. At the end of the month, the voting totals reset at Podcast Alley for the podcast voting. Now, you don't have to actually listen to the podcast to vote for us, okay? If you're listening on the radio, you qualify as long as you've got an email address. And that email address is only used for verification purposes. So please go to vote.freetalklive.com and cast your vote for the show. You're welcome to leave a comment at the same time if you like. I think one of our WFLA listeners left a comment that was very nice, identifying the station he listens to. So it's always nice to hear from our radio listeners on the Internet. So please go to vote.freetalklive.com. Takes you less than a minute. Makes a big difference for us because it pushes us back up to the top of the podcast charts. We're at number 2, behind by just a handful of votes. We really need you at vote.freetalklive.com.
And don't do it for Ian. Do it for me.
There you go. Let's continue here with your calls and talk to Dwight in Idaho on the Amp Line. Hello, Dwight.
Hello. How are you?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, about a month ago, you guys were talking about the phenomenon of gay men engaging in sex in the park.
Yeah, I was bewildered by it. I never really understood why.
Why is it that gay men want to go to parks and have sex? I mean, you don't find straight people doing that. Not often.
Yeah, that's correct. You don't find straight people doing it. And the reason that you don't is that it's largely an artifact of homophobia in the larger culture. If you're a married man and you want to go have sex with another man, you can't go to a gay bar because somebody might see you.
Mm-hmm.
So you sneak off to a park, whether or not that park is known for what's called cruising or not is not important. The important thing is you can maintain your anonymity. Whereas if you go to the gay bar or something and somebody sees you, that's a real problem for you if you're married or trying to keep your this part of your life secret from the rest of your life.
Well, why not just why not just meet somebody on the internet? I mean, are these people rendezvousing at the park?
I believe that they rendezvous at the park mostly. I mean, it's just like this anonymous. I don't engage in this behavior because my boyfriend keeps me on a tight leash.
I always got the impression, though, Dwight. I'd always gotten
think about that.
I'd always gotten the impression that it was just like these gay men will show up and they just know that there are other gay men there and they're just going to kind of hook up with one of them that might happen to be there. I never really got the impression that they were specifically meeting one another, like meeting online or something like that, and then showing up together to meet at this park in order to have sex at a park. Because otherwise, why wouldn't they just go to a hotel room or something like that?
I think it occurs both ways, but I think that the former is more likely, that they just come to meet a random person.
Yeah.
And that has to do with, I mean, male sexuality is a lot more driven than female sexuality. It's just a lot easier. I mean, Mark discussed this.
Is that true? Wait, isn't that a myth? I mean, is that really true, or is that a myth, that males are more driven than females as far as sex? I believe that to be a myth.
Oh, I absolutely think it's true.
Yeah, I have to agree.
You agree with what, Mark?
That's why with lesbians you get this phenomenon called lesbian bed death where, 10, 20 years into their relationship, they just don't have sex anymore.
Five.
Because there's no penis to drive the equation.
It's just
my girlfriend is more driven sexually than I am, though.
It's bell curves, man.
Okay.
You look at the bell curves, at the peak of the bell curves for men, they're more driven than the peak of the bell curves for women.
I guess as far as the gay men meeting in parks. I guess there's not all gay people, just like not all straight people have access to the internet. So maybe this is kind of like a pre-internet phenomenon that's still going on, because it would seem to me that you'd ideally want to meet somebody online. You could probably meet somebody that's more compatible with you. Then again, you did say it's just about sex, right? You're not going and getting to know these people.
Well, it certainly went on prior to the internet. I mean, prior to the internet, that was the way to for most men to meet one another. Especially in a system where gay bars were outlawed, and I mean, prior to 1950, I mean, prior to the Stonewall riots, you couldn't just go to a place to meet people because the cops would routinely raid gay bars and arrest people and post their pictures on the.
But now you've got to, the vast majority of Americans don't know anything about the Stonewall riots. Can you give me 1 minute history on them?
1 minute on the Stonewall riots. Well, the Stonewall riots were took place at a place called the Stonewall Inn. And basically, a bunch of gay bar patrons, mostly drag queens, rioted and destroyed some cop cars and threw bricks at police and things because they just got tired of being harassed all the time. And
that's what happens when you push people.
That was the watershed moment for gay rights, where it was just basically, we're not going to take this harassment anymore.
Interesting.
That was when that landscape kind of changed.
I appreciate that background and that insight. And, Dwight, I thank you for the call tonight, 800-259-9231. Let's continue with your calls and talk to let's talk to Eli, listening to KMED on the West Coast in Oregon.
Hi.
Hey, Eli.
About income taxes, do you know who Pete Hendrickson is, who wrote Cracking the Code?
I don't know him personally, but I am familiar generally with that, yes.
Okay. Because that really lays out how people who just, work for money and not for the government aren't required to pay income tax. And
well, I understand where he's coming from on that, and it's like there are a lot of people that have these theories about the government's laws, and they've really, really read the laws, and they've kind of figured out things about it.
They don't seem to have any problem putting people in jail for it.
I don't really care if they've written down something that says you're required to pay, because I don't believe that I'm required to obey their laws. It's their law, it's their system, it's their constitution. If indeed people created governments, and I believe that to be the case, all the evidence points to it, if indeed people created governments, then we can choose to not consent to their system. And so I don't think it really matters what it says in the law. And a lot of the income tax debaters out there will say, well, you know, show me the law. I'll be happy to pay the income tax as soon as you show me the law. Well, they could go and write a law that says you have to pay income tax no matter who you are. You might be able to make the argument that no, they can't constitutionally, and that's why the law is the way it is. But let's be honest, they don't pay attention to their own constitution anymore. So really, they could write that law, and then they could point it to you and say, see, the law says you have to pay, so now you have to pay. Well, you know what? I didn't write that law. I don't agree to that law. I don't agree to the system of governance that we have here at the federal level, and I'm not paying based on that. I thank you for the call tonight. We have to move on.
I get your point, but yeah. For people who aren't ready to take that drastic of a stance and just want to stop paying income tax and do so legally according to the Constitution and not be thrown in jail for it, go get cracking the code. It'll show you how to
do it. Good luck. I don't know if it'll keep you out of jail, but I thank you for the call. It's worth a try, I suppose. 1-800-259-9231. And I'm not saying that my method will keep you out of jail either. If these people want to put you in a jail cell, that's where you're going to end up, and it doesn't matter what you say to them. They're not interested in hearing your theories. They're not interested in hearing your opinion about the law. They're not interested in all that. They'll call it frivolous, and they'll say that's your interpretation. And they'll say, well, my interpretation is different, and I'm the man with the robe on, with the men with the guns that are going to obey my every command. And it doesn't really matter what you say.
I've got this lovely flowing black dress.
We continue here. Charlie in – oh, wait, he's gone. Let's try. Matthew in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Matthew.
Hi. How are you doing?
Just great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, you know, voluntarism, it's a very new concept in the anarchist thought. We've had the collectivists, and then we're pretty new. But
isn't that new? I guess. I don't know. I think some of the ideas are pretty old.
Really, the only person who firstly proclaimed that anarcho-capitalist, who used that word, and then that transformed into voluntarism, was Murray Rothbard. And that was That wasn't too long ago.
Okay, continue on with your point, sir.
But anyway, there are lots of other forms, and I've been arguing with all those people who think the other forms are correct. But I've been brought to my attention the issue of land. Is land really a legitimate form of property?
Well, I know what the arguments are in this case. That there's no, at this point you can't really claim that anything is not stolen already
from the Indians, for instance.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, if it's not a fruit of your labor, can you own it? Can you own something that's not a fruit of your labor?
Well,
or something that you haven't bought.
You can put labor into land. I mean, you build
houses.
You take
natural resources. Labor is mixed with natural resources every single time in order to create property. If you mix your labor with your land, which
it's homesteading,
you mow the lawn, then you can own
homesteading.
It.
So it is yours. It's your nine tenths of the law is possession and all that. We're out of time. Back Monday night for a live Labor Day edition of the show. See you online in the meantime.
Over 7,000 business books are published each year, and every one of them is hyped by its publisher and has some nugget of information for you. But you don't need to read them all. eChapter One has a team of literary journalists that scour through them to bring you executive summaries of the best business books. Go to eChapter1.com and subscribe to Executive Summaries for Leaders. Use discount code FTL to get a free one-month subscription, and when you renew, you get a $30 discount off the retail price. That's E as in easy, chapterone.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. It's a